Hello, and welcome back to HebrewPod101.com. This is Lower Intermediate Season 1, Lesson 9. Make sure you buy a good present for that Israeli bar mitzvah. I'm your host, Shira.
And I'm Amil.
In this lesson, you'll learn how to request something of someone using modal verbs in Hebrew.
The conversation takes place at the Levy family house in the afternoon.
It's between Maayan and Dan.
The speakers are mother and son. So they'll be using informal Hebrew.
Let's listen to the conversation.
Dan, אתה הולך לבר מצווה של ניר היום, נכון?
כן, אמא.
אני רוצה שקודם תלך לקניון כדי לקנות לו מתנה.
מתי?
עכשיו הכי טוב. כדי שלא תאחר לבר מצווה.
בסדר. אסיים את התרגיל הזה ואז אלך.
אני מקווה שתקנה משהו איכותי, ולא סתם מתנה.
בסדר, אז אני מבקש שתתני לי מספיק כסף למתנה כזאת.
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly. Dan? אתה הולך לבר מצווה של ניר היום, נכון?
כן, אמא.
אני רוצה שקודם תלך לקניון, כדי לקנות לו מתנה.
מתי?
עכשיו הכי טוב, כדי שלא תאחר לבר מצווה.
בסדר. אסיים את התרגיל הזה, ואז אלך.
אני מקווה שתקנה משהו איכותי ולא סתם מתנה.
בסדר. אז אני מבקש שתתני לי מספיק כסף למתנה כזאת.
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
דן, אתה הולך לבר מצווה של ניר היום, נכון?
דן, you're going to Nir's bar mitzvah today, right?
כן, אמא.
Yes, mom.
אני רוצה שקודם תלך לקניון כדי לקנות לו מתנה.
I want you to go to the mall first, to buy him a present.
מתי?
When?
עכשיו הכי טוב, כדי שלא תאחר לבר מצווה.
Now is the best, so you won't be late to the bar mitzvah.
בסדר. אסיים את התרגיל הזה ואז אלך.
Okay. I'll finish this exercise and then I'll go.
אני מקווה שתקנה משהו איכותי, ולא סתם מתנה.
I hope that you will buy something of good quality, and not something silly.
בסדר. אז אני מבקש שתתני לי מספיק כסף למתנה כזאת.
Okay, so I ask that you will give me enough money for a present like that.
In Israel, and in Jewish communities all over the world, having a bar mitzvah is considered a big rite of passage for boys.
When a boy turns 13, they're considered a full-fledged member of the Jewish community.
That means they're responsible for doing all 613 laws from the Torah.
A part of this rite of passage involves reading from the Torah on the first Shabbat after turning 13.
Many people also have a party with family and friends to celebrate.
Sometimes this is even a big event that's catered at an event center.
And for families who are not religious, they may still elect to have their son read from the Torah in the synagogue.
Or they might just have a party.
At the party, most people give money as gifts for a bar mitzvah.
But the other children may give different gifts to the child having the bar mitzvah.
Okay, now let's move on to the vocab. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is
Kodem.
Previously or before.
Kodem. Kodem.
Next.
Kenyon.
Shopping center.
Kenyon. Kenyon.
Next.
Kedei.
In order to.
Kedei. Kedei.
Next.
Kedei she.
In order that or so that.
Kedei. She. Kdeshe.
Next.
Matana.
Present.
Matana. Matana.
Next.
Leacher.
To run late.
Leacher. Leacher.
Next.
Targil.
Exercise.
Targil. Targil.
Next.
Echuti.
Quality.
Echuti. Echuti.
Next.
Stam.
Just like that, or for no reason.
Stam. Stam.
And last.
Maspik.
Enough.
Maspik. Maspik.
Let's take a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we want to talk about is canyon.
This is the word for shopping center or mall.
It's mostly used for enclosed shopping centers and not really for strip malls.
Canyon is derived from the verb liknot, which means to buy.
In Haifa, they have a mall that plays on the word canyon and canyon. They call the mall the Grand Canyon.
They call it that because it's built in a wadi, which is kind of like a canyon.
The next word we want to talk about is stam.
Ooh, stam is a slang word that has several meanings, and it's really hard to translate into English, because there really isn't any equivalent.
Some of the possible translations are just like that, for no reason, or even just kidding.
Yes, you can say it in a lot of different ways.
The last word we want to talk about is maspik.
Maspik means enough or sufficient. Sometimes it's used in school for what Americans call a C grade.
Many Israelis use this one word when they want to tell somebody they've had enough. Maspik! Okay, now on to the grammar. In this lesson, you will learn how to request that someone will do something using modal verbs.
Normally, when you talk about wanting to do something, you use a modal verb like rotze, followed by a verb in the infinitive.
Right, like ani rotza lesachek kadoregel. I want to play soccer.
When you want to ask someone else to do something, the structure of the sentence changes a bit.
Right, because you're adding another subject, you, the sentence splits into two parts.
So let's look at an example sentence from this lesson to give us a starting point. The sentence is, אני רוצה שקודם תלך לקניון.
The translation of the sentence is, I want you to go to the mall first. Or translated directly, I want that first you will go to the mall.
So let's break down the sentence. It begins the same way, with אני רוצה.
Yes. And then we have the word she, for then. After this we have kodem, meaning first, but this word is not critical to the structure.
Right, and this word can be omitted.
And then we have the key part of the sentence, which is the verb conjugated in the future tense. The pronoun you is understood from the conjugation of the verb.
So we have the subject, ani, and then the modal verb, rotza, then she, and then a verb in the future, conjugated in the second person. אני רוצה שתלך.
I want you to go. Translated word for word, it would be, I want that you will go. So that is the basic structure for requesting something of someone. You can add information on as it's needed in the sentence.
Another example of this structure from the dialogue is, אני מקווה שתקנה משהו איכותי.
I hope that you will buy something of quality. We see the same thing here. Ani mekava is the subject and modal verb. I hope.
Then we have she, or that.
And lastly, the verb in the future plus any other information needed. Tikne mashu echuti. You will buy something of quality.
Right. So see if you can hear all the parts of this last example from the dialogue. Ani mevakesh shetitni li מספיק כסף למתנה כזאת.
I request that you will give me enough money for a present like that. There was a lot of info there. Let's start with the subject and the verb. אני מבקש.
And then there is she, which is easy enough. Last is the verb in the future. תתני, or you will give.
Okay, so now you have the structure down. Let's expand on that. You can also change the time of the first part of the sentence to change the meaning a bit. Let's use our first example sentence to look at the changes you can make.
The sample sentence is, אני רוצה שתלך לקניון. You can change the first part to the past and say, רציתי שתלך לקניון.
Now the sentence means, I wanted that you would go to the mall, or I wanted you to go to the mall in natural English.
Now let's change the first part to the future. ארצה שתלך לקניון.
I will want that you will go to the mall, or I will want you to go to the mall.
In English, the verbs to request and to hope use a similar structure as the structure we shared with you here.
Yes, but as we saw, when comparing the English and the Hebrew, the verb to want does not. You would say that differently. Okay, that's all for this lesson. Please visit us at HebrewPod101.com and leave a comment about what you've learned in this lesson.
Premium members, get all the lessons or just the lessons you want with MyFeed.
MyFeed is a powerful tool that delivers lessons and materials you want right to your computer.
Choose your level and the lessons you want at HebrewPod101.com.
Create a personalized profile, and you can download all the lessons with a click of a button.
This is a great way to customize your language learning experience.
So that you can just focus on mastering Hebrew.
Go to HebrewPod101.com to set up your customized MyFeed today. Thanks for being with us, everyone. להתראות.
ביי.
דן, אתה הולך לבר מצווה של ניר היום, נכון?
כן, אמא.
אני רוצה שקודם תלך לקניון כדי לקנות לו מתנה.
מתי?
עכשיו הכי טוב, כדי שלא תאחר לבר מצווה.
בסדר. אסיים את התרגיל הזה ואז אלך.
אני מקווה שתקנה משהו איכותי, ולא סתם מתנה.
בסדר, אז אני מבקש שתתני לי מספיק כסף למתנה כזאת.